Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Floyd's death has already forced change and accountability in police departments across the country. In New York, an officer has been charged after he was caught on video pushing a protester to the ground in Brooklyn. And New York state lawmakers are back to work on a series of sweeping reforms. They passed a bill yesterday to ban police chokeholds. The bill is named after Eric Gardner, who died on Staten Island in 2014. A bystander recorded police putting him in a chokehold as he uttered the words, "I can't breathe." This bill would make it a felony, up to 15 years in jail, if an officer uses a chokehold that results in injury or death. There is an exception if the chokehold is used in self-defense. Joining us now is a sponsor of the bill, New York State Assemblymember and Speaker Carl Hastie. And Speaker, New York City banned police chokeholds in the 90s, but that didn't stop Eric Garner's death a few years ago. So will this added penalty make a ban more than symbolic because it carries such a steep consequence?
Yeah, because I think, you know, before this bill, even when, you know, Eric Garner, what happened to Eric Garner, it was raised that it was, the practice was illegal, but it really didn't have the same weight it would have had if you have a law in the books that said it's illegal to put somebody in a chokehold and there's a criminal penalty attached to it. In order, when they charged Eric Garner, we actually still don't know what the actual grand jury minutes said because those are kept confidential, but this now would allow, you know, a direct charge, you know, of violating a penal law on the books if a police officer was to do this to an individual.
Eric Garner's death was 6 years ago next month. Why has it taken 6 years to get this bill passed?
In life, the important issues and important things happen. And, you know, and I've spoken to all of these mothers. I have one of the mothers in my assembly district, Romali Graham. Constance Graham was the mother of Romali Graham, was killed in my assembly district by a police officer in front of his grandmother and his younger brother. And you think that event would be one that would trigger something to happen. But I just think the inertia of what everybody saw on video and the fact that this is not just happened, people that weren't paying attention in Minneapolis or New York or California, it's all around the world. It really raises the conscience. It really questions people to say, boy, this is really, you know, the one that breaks the camel's back. And I think this is the one that may have finally done that.
Hmm. Some other bills moving forward include a bill to require courts to publish racial data on low-level offenders and for the police to track deaths connected to an arrest. The governor is actually also calling for an Amy Cooper bill. It would make it a hate crime when 911 callers make false accusations based on race and gender and religion. But the New York City Police Benevolent Association has said all of these bills are an attack on law enforcement. How would you respond?
I wouldn't say it's an attack on law enforcement. I think people, by and large, support police. They support police departments. But I think what people don't like is bad policing. And I think these are reactions to people opposing bad policing. I don't know how anybody could watch the video of what happened to George Floyd and not be outraged. And I think this is what the public is saying, that they're just outraged at what they've witnessed and that there's really a need for change. And for those police who, you know, violate, you know, the public trust and do something like that, that they need to be held accountable. That's what people are saying. They're not anti-police.
One last question for you. Mayor Bill de Blasio promised on Sunday to cut some of the city's police funding. That's been a big demand for some protesters. Would you support cutting police funding?
I think the bigger story that comes, you know, from this is there's a desire from people to see more spending on social programs, as in we need to make sure that there's more mental health services, there's, you know, more spending for youth, more spending for education. I think that's the bigger message and outtake that I take from people asking for the police budget to be reduced. There's social problems and social issues that we need to invest more money in. So that's the take. I get from it.
That's New York State Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie. Mr. Hastie, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you again for having me.